This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Several evacuations in Syria have been postponed. The postponement came after buses en route to evacuate several thousand people from two towns in Idlib province were attacked and burned Sunday. A carefully timed agreement to remove trapped civilians and fighters from the two towns, as well as from the city of Aleppo, was then postponed indefinitely. United Nations humanitarian advisor for Syria, Jan Egeland, criticized rebel fighters for torching the buses. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will wait until Monday to vote on whether to send monitors to Aleppo to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians. Russia's UN ambassador says he will veto the resolution unless it is changed and has submitted a counter-resolution. A suicide bomber killed at least 48 Yemeni soldiers Sunday in the city of Aden. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, Arab and Western diplomats met in neighboring Saudi Arabia to discuss the conflict in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with King Salman as well as with foreign ministers.
The failure to achieve a lasting cessation of hostilities is disturbing to all of us. Today, in our discussions, we laid out a way that we think we can proceed to get to, hopefully, a cessation that has been well planned, well structured, and we urge the parties today to come back to the table and to negotiate that.
John Kerry. Iranian government websites indicate Iran is asking the International Atomic Energy Agency for advice and assistance on developing a fleet of nuclear-powered ships. This is VOA News. China says it will hand over an underwater U.S. drone it seized in international waters of the South China Sea. China's defense ministry said one of its vessels sighted a piece of unidentified equipment in the water and retrieved it for the sake of navigational safety. The ministry said only later was the object discovered to be a U.S. drone. U.S. authorities promised that the seizure was unlawful and demanded that the drone be returned immediately, which Chinese authorities agreed to do. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump says the United States should tell China to keep the device. A month from his inauguration, Donald Trump says the United States has tremendous hope, promise, and potential. He rejected the notion offered by First Lady Michelle Obama that Trump's election has left the country feeling hopeless. Trump made his remarks Saturday in Mobile, Alabama. From Alabama, Trump flew to Florida to rejoin his family, who arrived there Friday for an extended Christmas holiday. Aides said the president-elect likely will spend the next week at his beach home, hosting meetings and relaxing with his family. The next stage in the U.S. presidential election takes place on Monday. That's when the Electoral College meets to officially elect the next president. The majority of electors are pledged to vote for Republican Donald Trump, and it's all but certain that he will be chosen to become the country's 45th president. Because of the close and bitterly contested race, and due to the continuing opposition to Trump's victory by many Democrats, thousands of Americans have swamped the 306 Republican electors with emails and phone calls demanding that they reject Trump. But so-called faithless electors are rare, and it is considered nearly certain that Trump will end up with the majority, even though he lost the popular vote. The electoral votes will be publicly counted by Congress early in January. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, sat down with opposition leaders Sunday to try to resolve a political crisis that has brought thousands of people into the streets and led to a sit-down strike in parliament. Opposition legislators seized the parliament's main chamber Friday to protest new measures restricting the ability of the news media to cover lawmakers' anti-government protests in support of the legislators continued for a third day. Bolivia's ruling Socialist Party defied the results of a February referendum and backed President Evo Morales to run for a fourth term in 2019. The Movement for Socialism approved Morales' candidacy unanimously in its party congress held in Montero. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The O-O.